Refugees and their supporters say the men Australia sent to Manus Island are being abandoned and left without medical care. At least two asylum seekers have been left for long periods of time without treatment in the past week for serious illnesses and injuries, despite the Australian government's obligation to provide care for the men it sent to Manus. PNG correspondent Eric Tworchek reports.
Emergency doctor David Berger lives in Australia, but desperate refugees on Manus Island needed his help to treat an Afghan man who'd been bashed and robbed on Sunday.
We got reports that a man had been mugged for his mobile phone by local people with a screwdriver, and that he'd been bashed in the face, and that he'd got stab wounds to the upper chest and the neck.
The refugee had been given basic treatment in the hospital on Manus Island and discharged. But Dr. Berger, who's part of the group Doctors for Refugees, says the man started to have breathing difficulties when he returned to the accommodation compound.
There was a high possibility that this man had a potentially life-threatening condition of tension pneumothorax or internal bleeding. So this man needed to be assessed, but it did not seem as if a reassessment was possible because allegedly the guards in the transit centre were not allowing him to go back to the hospital.
Dr. Berger gave advice over the phone to the man's friends, who cared for him until the following morning. He says the level of emergency care available to asylum seekers is grossly inadequate and could lead to more deaths on the island.
The scene is set for more acute medical catastrophes, and it is inevitable that that's going to happen because there is not adequate care for these men.
Asylum seekers say medical services have been scaled down since the men were forcibly removed from the Manus Island Detention Centre late last year. The medical service provider, which runs the remaining clinic, IHMS, is due to leave the island when its contract expires at the end of the month. Greens Senator Nick McKim says that means the more than 600 asylum seekers on Manus will not receive proper care.
There are a number of the Manus men who have very high levels of need. They have very serious health conditions, and they're already not receiving adequate treatment and support for those conditions. So when IHMS pull out of Manus Island in April, the level of support and healthcare that's being provided to those men will decline further from the already unacceptably low levels that they're receiving today.
The Australian government used to coordinate services for the men on Manus Island, but stepped back its involvement after the closure of the detention centre. The Department of Immigration and Border Protection provided a statement in response to the concerns about the level of medical care. It said Australia has provided significant funding and support for health services in Manus Province and Port Moresby over a number of years. This support will continue into the future. This is Eric Tworchek reporting from Port Moresby for AM.